Gavin Pring says the Beatles were one of the first bands that inspired people all over the world to learn English, just so they could understand the group's music. Pring says when concertgoers come to the Fab Four tribute performances, it can get emotional.
And that's what the Beatles do. They evoke a lot of emotions, and the emotions aren't my emotions. The emotions are the audience emotions. You know, we just try to channel the music and the spirit as good as we can. And then the audience members, they're the guys who, they have their own experience. You know, their mom might have passed away and they heard In My Life, or they might have split up with a girlfriend for something, or they might have met the wife to happy just to be with. It's their experiences, really.
Pring impersonates George Harrison. After Harrison's death, Pring was at a memorial concert for the Beatles' lead guitarist when he got to share the stage with the real Paul McCartney.
He went on stage as a surprise and sung Yesterday for George. Changed the lyric, like, she had to go to why he had to go. And then backstage he says to me, he goes, you look a little bit like George. And I said, you look a little bit like Paul. I managed to get a joke with him. And yeah, it was great because he didn't want the house to be full of just Paul fans. He told the organizers, if you tell everyone I'm coming, I won't. But if you don't tell anyone, then I will.
Fab Four, the ultimate tribute, will be performing Beatles classics such as Help, Yesterday, and Hey Jude. The show is Thursday at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.